Welcome to Learning Together. I'm Dave Dimmitt, President and CEO of Project Lead the Way. Over the last several years, I've visited classrooms in every state, and one of the most important things I've learned is that the best insights about education often come directly from students. Learning Together is a series of unscripted conversations where students share their perspective around the intersection of school, work, and life. These are discussions about the skills that matter, the shift toward AI, and what it actually feels like to navigate the challenges of modern learning. Thanks for joining.
We're at Wheaton High School. We just presented a National Teacher of the Year Award to Ms. Jeanette Cruz. Pretty awesome celebration, and excited to hear her sit down with you all. You're all seniors, but if we could just go around real quick and tell me your first name.
My name is Ben.
My name is Varun.
My name is Gisela.
So let's start just by hearing you talk a little bit about the classes that you're taking. What are you taking now? Project Lead the Way. What kinds of things are you working on? Just get a little sense of what class looks like for you.
Right now we're all in BI, right, obviously. So we're doing our hospital project through PLTW?
I think it is.
It all is. So we're building our own. We had to come up with an ER based on a different hospital in any region we wanted to. So it could be campus, it could be a retirement community, it could be for children or city-based or rural. So we come up with our own innovation to that ER, and then we construct the ER in a 3D model.
Yeah, and I think one thing I liked a lot about Biomedical Innovations was how open-ended the project was, where it was like, again, we had so many choices about what specific demographic our hospitals were serving. The complete like structure and layout of our hospital was entirely up to us, especially, I mean, even with our innovations, a lot of people, you know, like based on, that did a lot of AI stuff based on like just recent events, but it really could have been anything, just ideas to improve hospitals in general.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. Our project was very different, I feel, from what a lot of people decided to do. My group decided to do the Virgin Islands and focus on military. So we did a split, so our hospital split in half. We have Air Force and Navy for both of them, and then we have different types of medicine for both of them. So an example of like an innovation or something we had was like hyperbaric chambers for them. And then on the other side, we had like digital AI medicine. We did implement some AI for our other half of the hospital. And I think it was very cool that we had this opportunity to be very creative and do it any way we wanted to.
Yeah, so you're in all this is project work that you're doing as part of a team, is that right?
Yeah, it's collaborative. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how talk a little bit about that part of your class. I imagine you have lots of different ideas. How does that process work?
I mean, it's definitely challenging trying to come up with one project with four different minds or in a group, but it's really just about communication and seeing where people are at in the headspace and trying to get it all in one narrow down vision on what you want. And like, I really love your Naval and Air Force. That was so creative. I mean, ours, we decided to have pink walls in our hospital, which I think is very fun.
Yeah.
But I think yours is a lot more creative, but that's very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
How'd you decide on that?
Yeah.
So actually, we really liked the tropical idea. We saw an idea of like Florida or something. We were like, let's take it to like a next step further. Let's do an island. And then our name was also very creative. We couldn't decide for like a good minute, and we decided to call it Fort Pandora. And everyone thought it was very cute. And then from there, kind of just spread all around. And we were just like, okay, well, it's a very cute name. Let's make everything look really nice and organized. Let's separate everything. And for that, we thought, well, we're at sea, so let's obviously implement the Navy. We all decided, you know, together, it was a pretty good idea. It's kind of it, like, everyone kind of just
kind of built on
each other. Yeah, built on each other.
What are some of the challenging things that you're dealing with as you're doing this? I mean, you're getting creative, which I love, but you're also doing some pretty technical things. What does that look like?
I think especially when it came to addressing specific problems with our innovations, there was definitely a lot of research required there, and understanding, you know, the challenges that modern hospitals face and like grappling with them just, you know, just as 18-year-olds is enough of a challenge. But yeah, I think, you know, for our specific hospital, we were kind of modeling around the Johns Hopkins community. And something about Hopkins is, you know, due to like some, you know, federal cuts, they're all like very, very low budget. And then that's common or hospitals across the country, across the world. So it was just trying to figure out like, how do we create a hospital that's efficient and cost effective and realistic? And, you know, that's, I think, part of the thing that some people miss is that these hospitals are still have to be realistic. And like most of our projects, that's what I like so much about PLTW, is that it's modeled after the real world. And these are skills and ideas and thoughts that we have to bring, you know, just beyond high school as well.
Yeah, I love that. How do the other classes kind of feed into the things that you're doing in your Project Lead the Way classes? Do you use things that you're learning in other classes to do the work in this class?
I mean, it's just a lot of problem solving skills that are especially relevant in PLTW classes and courses, especially MI and with all of our technical labs that we did and really figuring out a problem midway through that we weren't sure and asking questions and talking to peers and we were confused. That comes from all of our classes being combined and asking.
I think it really tied in well with for me personally, my science classes I took. Some of the stuff we were doing also related to health, and so all the health background we were getting from the program first and then connecting it to other classes. Another good example is maybe our health class. I feel like some of the stuff we learned with, like, I don't know, I guess like the way like humans are, and like a lot of like in HBS, we did a lot of research on different careers as well. So like seeing that and then putting it together to like, oh, well, you know, this connects to this, this connects to this. It's just a lot of connecting steps between all the classes.
Yeah, so the word connecting is perfect there, right? You're connecting the dots in a lot of cases. I heard that in the classroom I visited earlier today. They were talking about how some of the things they were learning in their science classes and even in their English classes, the communication skills, and I saw that. They recognized it too, which I thought was really great. You are seniors, so I'll ask you the question that you're probably tired of getting asked. What's happening next? What does next year look like for you? And maybe more importantly and more interestingly, whatever next year is for you, how did you get to the point where you decided that's the thing you want to do?
So for me, I think my next step is going to nursing school. So the way I decided to follow that pathway is I definitely saw like every step of what it takes to be by a patient, to care for a patient, to decide what a patient needs. And I wanted to be part of that process. I wanted to be on the sidelines of patient care. And then having the simulations where we had to have, for example, like even just checking like blood pressure, like manually on another person. We did that partner work in one of our classes. I feel like that really made me think I want to be connected face to face with patients. I want to get into that type of field.
And when did you know that that was something that you thought you wanted to do?
I think I definitely knew by the end of sophomore year, beginning junior year.
And the class helped you figure that out?
The class definitely helped me figure that out.
Yeah, great. A lot of career exposure kind of thinking about.
Yeah. That's good. Like I said earlier, HBS went through a whole bunch of different careers, like, you know, like dealing with like blood work or dealing with psych patients or dealing with, you know, different types of patients, trauma. And so it definitely brought it up.
There's almost 300 careers in all of the Project Lead the Way curriculum. So that's one of the goals, is to help you think about like, what is it out in the world that you want to do? How about you?
I'm going to undergraduate university. I'm not exactly sure where yet. But I've always been interested in biology, just like ever since I was a kid. I did have this like pretty narrow view of biology though, and I think, you know, PLTW in general helped me expand that a little more. I will say specifically, I remember coming into MI on the first day of school, MI being medical interventions, and my teacher was like, okay, you guys have to guess like what my favorite medical intervention is. And we're all guessing like, you know, vaccines, CRISPR, all this stuff. And she's like, no, it's plumbing. And so like that completely like, and then that became a conversation about, you know, how that's, you know, lacked like health, critical health infrastructure is lacked in so many different places. And that like, you know, kind of changed my trajectory a little bit into focusing more on like health equity and public health issues, like global health. So not only will I be, you know, getting a bachelor's in neuroscience, I'm also looking for some sort of minor in like global health or health equity, and I'll definitely be like traveling abroad as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Really great.
Yeah, so I mean, I really love human body systems the most as a PLTW course because of there's so much hands-on experience and opening my mind to how many careers are out there. And so I want to go and look into clinical trials and really work with patients and maybe do some drug research and stuff in the future at probably University of Maryland.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to have everything figured out, yeah, right? And sometimes you pick a path, and the more you learn, the more you make adjustments and that kind of thing over time too. So it sounds like things are coming together for you. Can you believe that you're here at almost the end, or you're wrapping up your senior year, wrapping up your high school experience? Is there any stress involved in this part of your life?
I don't know. I feel more ready for what's to come because of my previous experience. And I feel confident in my abilities.
Yeah, confidence, readiness, no stress.
Stress-free.
Confidence and readiness is helping you manage stress.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, maybe you were...
Yeah, I mean, I like what you said about, like, maybe we don't have everything figured out. And, you know, while it is a little bit stressful trying to, you know, make the right choice, quote-unquote right choice, of, you know, going to a college or, like, picking a career path right now, I think one thing that's definitely helped me, especially, you know, Ms. Cruz and her lunch and learns, I think hearing from people who... didn't have everything figured out at my age and didn't have everything figured out, like maybe even at the end of their undergraduate career, and still managing to find something that they love. It gives me a lot of confidence that, you know, no matter what I do, I'll still end up with doing something that I love. So that definitely reduces a lot of the stress.
Say more about the lunch and learns.
So the lunch and learns, I mean, they've been so amazing. Every other Wednesday we come in, it's very informal, you know, we're just eating lunch and we'll have, you know, a researcher or, you know, someone in medical school or from just a variety of fields in biology and healthcare. And they come and they talk about their journey. I think, again, for me, that was the most important part, seeing like, it's never one straight line. It's all like curved and, you know, they failed a lot and they came back. And then also just being able to connect with all these people, especially at NIH, is just gives me so many resources. And I still talk to those people to this day.
Yeah. So it's a guest speaker series. It's kind of an informal setting. Is there back and forth dialogue, Q&A?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay, that sounds great.
I think I've definitely been able to handle stress a lot better now, and then also some kind of comfort knowing that, again, you know, there's people who've been through this situation before, there's people ahead of us who did it, and they're able to come back and tell us about their experiences. It's very cool to know that no matter if you don't feel like you know you're exactly like where you're going, like your path can go multiple different ways. There's multiple different paths to get to where.
That's what I love about what I see you all developing. Is you developed a set of skills, you've developed, and you talked about communication. Listening is a skill. I saw evidence of that today. Working together, collaborate, you know, all the different things that we saw in the classroom, problem solving, you talked about. That gives you confidence, but then you also, you have learned to rely on other people a little bit. The teamwork that I saw in the class today, you know, you learned you don't have to have all the answers. You can solve big problems, and you don't have to have all the answers. And it feels like that you've created this sort of foundational set of knowledge and skills that is whatever you do, it's going to be great. You know, you can manage it. I'm excited about that. Maybe hear a little bit about 5 to 10 years out. I heard some of this in there, but did we get an idea? You want to be in nursing in 5 to 10 years? Does that sound right?
Pretty much.
Okay,
yes.
Great. You're wanting to do something with global health 5 to 10 years out?
Yeah, I think in 10 years, probably be residency, hopefully. I'm hoping to be a physician, and then after, you know, medical school, I want to be part of, you know, the Doctors Without Borders. So working in those places that I'm interested in that lack, you know, critical healthcare infrastructure and being able to actually make a difference.
Great.
I mean, I think I'm less sure about where I want to be. I definitely know I want to go into the field of medicine and I want to travel a lot. That's for sure. So I'll see where that takes me, but hopefully I'm somewhere new and learning new things.
Yeah, that's exciting too. Well, and you're learning, that's all about learning too, right? Like the experience with traveling and having new experiences, that's curiosity and learning. That's great. That's a great way to live. How about the last couple of questions here? Either advice, I don't know if you have younger siblings, but advice for a younger sibling, let's say middle grades or maybe even middle grades you. You could give one piece of advice looking backwards, what would it be?
I guess I'll go. So I tutor a lot of kids. I work at a math tutoring place, and I think one thing that they get very frustrated about, or a lot of the questions that I get, is like, you know, why do I have to learn the Pythagorean theorem if I, you know, want to be a business person? Why do I have to do the quadratic formula? Like all these things. And I think something that a lot of kids fail to realize it's not just about what you learn, it's how you learn it and the skills that you gain, just like critical thinking, being able to integrate, you know, when you think about formulas, it's being able to integrate different unknowns into one like simple equation. And it's more than just the numbers and the letters on the page. It's about like how you work that out in your brain, how you're able to work that out. And that just translates through the rest of your life.
Great.
I would say pretty much the same thing, but also to take advantage of any opportunities you have, any opportunities you see, you think maybe I'm not too interested in it, but I want to try it. Try it out. It really brings out like different opportunities that you have never seen before, hands-on experience that you never knew you would ever get if you didn't take that chance. So take any chance you have to explore anything new.
Love it.
I mean, I would say definitely to make sure you also enjoy the journey you're going through. I run, and I run a lot. And one of my favorite runners, Eliud Kipchoge, said to enjoy the pain and feel the pain, which I think is very relevant to school and learning, and that sometimes you get caught up in, oh my gosh, I have so much work, it's so hard, I don't know how I'm going to do this, and you don't really feel happy or satisfied or like you're enjoying the moment. But you have to make sure you're finding the light in what you're doing and talking to your friends and really keeping your mind open and trying to like what you're doing.
Well, the mental strength that comes from running, you probably do cross country.
Yes.
Who's the runner you're talking about?
Eliud Kipchoge.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've seen the videos of him talking about it. You expect it to hurt. If it doesn't hurt, you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how do you work through that, having confidence that you can do it? So, hey, I can't thank you enough for sitting down and talking about your experience in your Project Lead the Way classes. I'm so impressed with each of you and the things that you're thinking about doing. And just, I know, is there a perfect path to the future? There isn't. No one, no matter what you think it looks like, there isn't a perfect path. And you're going to make your way, and you have the skills to go do that. So I'm excited for each of you. So hope you have a great rest of your senior year.
Thank you so much.
That's our conversation for today. My thanks to our guests for sharing their time and ideas. You'll find additional resources in the show notes, along with a link to PLTW's flagship podcast, Inspired. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another perspective from the classroom. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend so they can join us in learning together.